They had to walk down this sad spot which came across their mind. These sisters were forced into exile by the fascist pig rather than going to jail for the rest of their lives. So you remember that when you start talking next about my wife and my girlfriend can't play the same role I play. She had to walk 2 steps behind me. And you sisters don't let no man tell you that. You point out to the back of the party you have dedicated there all, you tell him, mother. If you can't do it, I'm gonna do it. I guarantee you that man will do it. All parts of people, and don't let him spread down. Keep the spirit alive in our actions, not in our words. Right on, Sister Lovey.
All right.
Anytime a man gets shot down, gets shot while he's asleep, gets attacked on at 4:30 in the morning, you should know that you can't educate upon freedom, you can't vote upon freedom, you can't rap upon freedom, you can't dress upon freedom. The only thing for black people and other minority groups to do is to pick up the gun and quit rapping and take care of the business. We must learn that we are like a unit. That if he puts his hand on one of us, he has all of us to touch. We must learn to watch over our community. We must become a protector of our community. Regardless of you, what organization you belong to, it don't make any difference. You don't have to be a panther to fight for freedom. You can make a people's army. Quoting from the Minister of Defense, Huey P. Newton, the spirit of the people is far greater than the man's technology. At this point, I'd like to introduce a young lady that was lucky enough to come out alive during the brutal fast shooting by the school kids. She was lucky enough, as I said, to come out, so we're glad to have her here with us. She is was the girlfriend of my brother Fred Hampton, Sister Deborah Johnson.
Right on.
We're gonna start the beat. Beat's already been started. We're gonna keep this beat going. It's gonna continue all throughout Babylon. We're gonna stop talking about this related to what's going on in Vietnam, because it's far away. We're gonna relate to this bullshit that's going down in Babylon, because it involves every motherfucker out here. Everyone. Those of you who won't wait till the mom gets together, I'm telling you, tomorrow might not be here. Might not be here. You wake up tomorrow, you'll be dead, your man will be dead, your kids too. And now the plan, the things change, and all the plan, politics.
A group of murderers and hard-nosed racists, and they are bent on wiping out the leadership of the Panther, and not only the leadership of the Panther, of anyone who will dissent in a political way against the status quo. One of the chief goals of the Black Panther is to drive this foreign troop out so that we would have the right to determine our own destiny. And as far as the police are concerned, we know before you have any freedom, you're going to have security. You must have security. And this is one of the reasons that the Vietnamese people haven't petitioned the American government to give civil rights or human rights, or to modify the establishments or the institutions within Vietnam, because they realize that they must handle first things first. First, that they must drive the oppressor out, and then they could institute institutions that will be for the benefit of the people there.
We are here to give praise to a man who symbolizes much of what has been happening over the past 7 or 8 years. And the mere fact that he is in prison today signifies that the black liberation struggle rose to a new tide of resistance in 1967. The fact that Brother Carmichael has consented to come and make his first appearance after being hailed in the Revolutionary Capitol. The fact that Brother Rock Brown has been under preventative house arrest on the island of Manhattan, and he himself is out here tonight to celebrate the birthday of Huey Newton. Let's give to the chairman of the Black Panther Party, Brother Steele, Minister of Information, and all these brothers that you see around here who have picked up the gun and said to the biggest cops in Oakland, no more occupation of our community!
We got a ways to on all levels. We want to announce that we are going to run Brother Huey P. Newton for Congress in the 7th Congressional District as the leader, as the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We're going to run him as a write-in candidate in the name of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And in this way, we can let the world know that we're behind Huey in that respect also, all the way down the line. Now, the Democratic Party did not come forward to offer any support or aid for Huey P. Newton. The Republican Party didn't mumble. They grumble. They don't dig this. But there's a Peace and Freedom Party in this area, and they have given us authentic help. Now, I'm going to bring you on now a member of the Peace and Freedom Party who has worked diligently on behalf of Brother Huey. I give you Bob Avakian.
Now, I want to say that I wouldn't be on the stage. We wouldn't have been at the Oakland Induction Center if it weren't for the courageous people, the masses of people, and the leaders who led and participated in the Black liberation struggle all these years. Because they're the ones that taught us. They're the ones that forced us to face what the reality of America and this system was all about. And in this sense, we say that not only are Black people a vanguard, but they're an inspiration. We don't expect them to liberate us. We have to do that for ourselves. But they have inspired us to begin that struggle to end this imperialist, racist, colonial system once and for all.
February the 20th, next Tuesday, at the Berkeley City Council, I will introduce the following two-part resolution. As you know, a city councilman is the lowest politician in the world, but you can talk loud, and that's what I'm going to try to do. Whereas Black people comprise a substantial segment of this community, and whereas the composition of our juries, and specifically the grand jury, do not reflect the Black community, and whereas this violates the Black man's rights to be judged by his peers and grand jury level, Mr. Huey P. Newton, a Black man, is the victim of a flagrant violation of the constitutional rights guaranteed to him under the Constitution of the United States. Therefore, be it resolved that this body go on record demanding that the case against Mr. Newton be judged unconstitutional and that he be freed immediately.